This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the wheat markets for Friday, September 17th. Well, we had a quiet but slightly stronger day yesterday in the wheat space. Kansas City leading the way higher. Minneapolis not that far behind as it is trying to keep up the pace as well. But it's mostly Kansas City leading the way higher as we saw export sales were quite strong yesterday, and most of that was hard red winter wheat. So we're definitely seeing demand coming for the high quality, high pro winter wheats. Spring wheat is in very tight supply, so we don't expect to see a lot of export business there. But certainly Minneapolis is going to keep pace with Kansas City as it protects its own supplies. World prices continue to move higher, kind of led by Russia, which is continually seeing the domestic prices move higher along with the FOB offers. And as long as those FOB offers move higher, the export tax moves higher as well. And again, that just keeps feeding on itself, because the higher the export tax, the more the Russian exporter has to charge in the FOB offer. So it's a positive feedback loop that doesn't look like it's going to slow down anytime soon. And the Russian government is not likely to lower that tax, much less remove it, certainly considering that this year's crop was far less than what was originally projected. Yields have been very disappointing across pretty much all of Russia, and their production estimate sitting at 70 million tons now, whereas they started out at 85. That's a big difference. And for the world's price setter and largest exporter, this just is a complete change to the world dynamics. And that comes after the massive drought across North America, which decimated the spring wheat and durum crops. So the wheat market is in a transition from kind of a flat market following corn and soybeans to its own very strong bull market. And I don't see this changing, at least until we get into the next harvest season. Now, winter wheat plantings are going on right now. Early indications would suggest that acreage is probably going to be about steady with last year, maybe slightly higher. But we're looking at some dry conditions developing across the central and southern plains. NOAA putting out their three-month outlook, calling that drought development is likely from southern Nebraska all the way through Texas and then west into the southwest. Well, that's hard red winter wheat country right there. And it's dry as they plant it. That sets a stage for poor germination, poor establishment. We'll just have to see how this evolves. But if you go into the winter in dry conditions and poor establishment, that just underscores the bull market and sets a stage for yet another year of a wheat bull market. Because if you don't get good performance from the crop that's being planted now, you don't have another chance at a good harvest until a year and a half from now. So this is huge for U.S. wheat prices, at least, and certainly that affects world prices. For now, of course, the rest of the Northern Hemisphere is planting as well, so we'll be watching that development. But in the Southern Hemisphere, we're full swing into the growing season for Argentina and Australia. Both of those countries have had some production issues show up recently. Both of them are looking at dry conditions for the next 2 weeks, and that's going to take them right into the heart of the growing season. We have La Nina developing, which is typically a dry stretch for much of Argentina's growing area and southern Brazil. And then, of course, Australia, La Nina tends to be more wet for Australia, but they are slated for some dry conditions for the next couple weeks. So Australia started out great guns. They had just ideal weather. So I think that will carry them through for the growing season. It's just looking now like they might have average yields instead of record yields like last year. So we're still looking at big production coming out of Australia, but starting to ratchet those estimates lower. In Argentina, we're looking at a country that started out dry, got some rain, and now we're looking at another dry stretch. And again, if La Nina develops quickly, you know, in time for the winter wheat growing season, it would clearly have an impact there. But they're more concerned about La Nina impact for corn and soybeans in Argentina. And then southern Brazil, that would be primarily their first season corn crop. So a lot going on already in the southern hemisphere, even for the row crops. But primarily we're looking at wheat production, probably average at best for both of those countries. So it suffice it to say that the trade had already factored in average for those countries. So we don't expect to see their production have a negative impact on the broader wheat market. So we're still looking for these normal seasonal trends to have more energy to them, which would be rallies into early October, pullback as you get into the southern hemisphere harvest. Then you get another push into January, a lot of tax-related dynamics there, and then another run up into the spring, where I think there's just going to be another year of epic battle for acres. It's not just between corn and soybeans this time around. It also involves spring wheat and the huge need for a good spring wheat crop to replenish the massive loss that we had this year. So North Dakota is going to be at the center of that battle. They can plant pretty much anything they want all the way to the western border. And obviously, the further east you go, the more that battle will take place. But you're going to be looking at corn and soybeans competing with spring wheat and barley and other canola across North Dakota that normally you don't see. Spring wheat usually has its piece, but I think it's going to have to compete. In order to do that, you're going to have prices at least competing with those other crops. So it's a bull market in wheat. I think that's very strong bull market, and those are the normal seasonal tendencies that I would look to have a bit more energy to them as we work our way through the marketing year. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.